Praise be Jesus and Mary. Yesterday we celebrated the solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And today we celebrate the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary because these two hearts are always side by side, right? Right from the moment of the Incarnation, when the Sacred Heart of Jesus was formed in the womb of the Immaculate Virgin Mary from her very flesh, and those two hearts were beating in unison right from the moment that the Sacred Heart had been formed. And they would beat in unison throughout the earthly life of Christ, up through the work of the redemption, with the Sacred Heart being pierced with a lance at Calvary, as Our Lady's immaculate and sorrowful heart was pierced with the sword of sorrow at the foot of the cross. And now those two hearts reign together in heaven and look down upon us. So this is what we celebrate these days. And so it's good to consider, in celebrating the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, to consider the heart, right? The heart being the center of the person, right? Kind of the physical center as well. When we make reference to ourselves, right? When we say I, we point to the heart. When we say you, we poke somebody in the chest. Okay? So that is like the center of our being. It is also the core, right? As the saying goes, the heart of the matter. Getting down to the core of the matter, that which is most intimate, that which is most noble in man. And it's kind of the center of life as well. So the heart is referred to when making reference to the will of man, the free will, that decision-making center. As our Lord says in the Gospel, it is out of the heart comes evil thoughts and all of the rest, right? That's where our decisions are made, so to speak, with regard to good and evil. It is also the place where we encounter God and hear His voice within the depths of our heart. It is the place where our thoughts, right, most secret thoughts, take place as well, and also the place of our sentiments, right? Loving from the heart. The Scripture talks about loving one another from the heart, right? Meaning also with our sentiments, our feelings. The heart also represents a place of mystery, right? We don't fully know and understand ourselves. When we enter into ourselves and reflect upon ourselves and our lives and examine ourselves, there is a mystery there to our personhood. And there is a mystery in every other single person as well when we look at them. And yet how often we fall into judging the heart of another person, right? Of imagining that we know what is going on inside them. We need to be very careful about that. Much less do we know the mystery that has taken place and is taking place in the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Okay, profound mystery there of her intimate life. But we do know one thing in examining ourselves, that something is not altogether right when we examine the movements of our hearts. This reminds me of the mystical experience of Saint Veronica Giuliani when our Lord took her heart and began to squeeze. And at first, if I'm not mistaken, blood flowed forth, but then slowly but surely there came issuing forth pus, right? Signifying that there was still yet something impure in the heart of that saint. And that's what it's like in our own lives. We recognize something not altogether right, something that needs purifying. Now, that's not the case with the Immaculate Heart of Mary. If our Lord were to take the Immaculate Heart in hand and squeeze, what happens there? Nothing but flames. That's how the Immaculate Heart is often depicted, right? With those flames of love issuing forth, it means her Immaculate Heart is completely consumed with love for God and love for neighbor. Nothing impure going on in the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And so we can say that that center of Our Lady's being, okay, her decision-making center, she was always united and one with the will of God and the choices that she made. That place in the Immaculate Heart, that place of encounter with God, where she was intimately united with her spouse, the Holy Spirit. Okay, her heart was the fit dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. I think we prayed that in the opening prayer, right? Oh God, who prepared a fit dwelling place for the Holy Spirit in the heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Also, Our Lady's thoughts, okay, that center of her thoughts, always pleasing to God and permeated by the virtues. In that place of sentiment and feeling, where her feelings were perfectly ordered, and we can say very feeling, very sentimental, okay? Feeling great sadness when there was cause to be sad, feeling great joy when there was cause to rejoice, like at the Annunciation, the visit to St. Elizabeth, and those mysteries we pray on the Holy Rosary. And also a tenderness, okay, a feeling of caring for the needs of others, as we see at the wedding feast of Cana. And so this is the heart that loves us with a maternal heart from heaven, and that we, the faithful, also experience. St. Maximilian says this, turn to the Immaculate Heart of Mary and you will experience, know, and feel the warmth of her maternal love for each and every one of us. Now, the prayer of the collect at the beginning of the Mass also goes on to say how we hope and pray to make our hearts ever more like hers. Graciously grant, through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin, that we too may be a worthy temple of your glory. And one of the ways that we can do that is by being devoted to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This is the will of God revealed to us at Fatima, that God wills to establish in the world devotion to the Immaculate Heart of His Mother. And this should bring us great joy, as it did the three shepherds of Fatima, in particular Jacinta, who used to exclaim with these prayers of hers toward the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Sweet Heart of Mary, be my salvation. Now, it sounds much better in Portuguese because I think it's like the Italian that actually rhymes. Dolce cuore di Maria, si la salvezza dell'anima mia. And Jacinta used to say, don't you just love saying that? The joy she used to experience in saying that inspirational prayer every now and then. And so that's where we want to get to in our devotion to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart, where we experience joy in frequently invoking the Immaculate Heart and looking upon her images, having those in our homes, and consecrating ourselves to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. May she be our salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.